Last year, Lake Station's boys basketball team won all of 5 games for the entire season. Now, turn the calendar to right about now. After their 57-55 win over Portage last night, the Eagles not only have won 6 of their last 7 games, they've also tripled their win total from a year ago, from 5 last year to 15 this season. After the game, we had a chance to talk with Eagles coach Bob Burke.
I think the DAC is one of the best in the state, and 1 through 10, you know, they're just solid. So we kept telling these guys that you guys want to play with the best teams around. This is the best chance we're going to get. They're a heck of a team, and I'm just thrilled for these guys. I can't tell you the last time Lake Station beat Portage. So for these guys, especially for these seniors, to get a win on their senior night was pretty special.
Was there any one player or two players that really stepped up for you today? Because there were several that came through the clutch for you.
I think it was a team effort. It was, you know, Dante hit a couple big shots late in the game when we needed it. I think even Dominique hit some layups, but Jared stepped in. Jared Jones hit a couple free throws late, which has been a struggle for him at the line. So I think it's everybody. Dukic was there for some big rebounds, and I think it was just a great team effort. You know, if it wasn't one guy, it was another guy making the play. So
now you have Roosevelt coming up in the sectionals. You want to talk about that now, or do you want to leave that for later?
We started talking about it immediately on Sunday after the draw. So, everything we do from Monday, you know, from Monday's practice through next Tuesday, it's all about Roosevelt. So, you know, tonight we came in and we kept telling these, it's a great game to prepare us for Roosevelt because these guys are physical. These guys are going to make you work nonstop. And, so for us, it was, you know, it's always thinking about the sectional at this time of year. And I think our guys responded, and I think they're hungry to get that sectional. So they're playing like it's a sectional, and it's one and done right now for everything.
Last year you had an inexperienced ball club. This year the experience steps up. You guys, I want to say, you're close to tripling your win column from last year. How proud are you of this basketball team considering the improvement this season?
We actually tripled it tonight, so I think that's our 15th win if my math is right. But, I'm really proud of them. These guys have kind of gone through some challenges. If it's not one thing, it's been another, whether we got injuries early on in the year. We've gone through the flu bug and stuff. So it just seems like we've got a group of guys that aren't just out there for themselves. They're out there for the guys standing next to them. And I think that maturity level from a couple years of kind of getting their butts kicked has finally shown that, hey, we're going to put the name on the front of the jersey before the name on the back. And so it's really been a nice plus for us, you know, from the very beginning of the season.
Coach Burke, thanks for the time, sir. We appreciate it. And next time on 219 Sports, we'll get you ready for the girls' gymnastics playoffs and take a look at one of the best and most underrated rivalries in the region, girls' gymnastics, Chesterton versus Valparaiso. That's coming up later in the week, so make sure to join us again right here on Lakeshore 219 Sports. I'm Tommy Williams. God bless you. We'll see you next time.